hard to maneuver, but... It's like the normal sounds are in this. Sound like a zombie.
So how much fun is it to get to keep playing the same character again and again and let her develop?
You know, it's really interesting because, you know, I never expected at the beginning when we did the first movie that we'd be here sitting talking about a third film. And it's been amazing. I mean, you know, just to be able to really, like, live with this character, and as I change, she changes too. And, you know, I love the fact that the story continues because, you know, it's something that before we did, you know, the second or third movie, we would talk about kind of like, well, what happened then? And like, what would have happened really if it would have gone on? So it's been so fun to be able to, you know, just see something kind of, you know, develop over the years and get more and more complicated and get more and more, like, subtext and subplots. And it's fun. Well, I mean, you know, action films are definitely have a lot of training, and I do a lot of my own stunts, so I definitely am in there for the long haul for the training process. But for me, I love it. I mean, martial arts is something I've always loved doing, and you know, it's the only form of exercise that I can deal with. Everything else is really boring and mind-numbing. So for me, it's just really fun. And I love to sort of feel like a superhero in that sense, to be able to fly through the air, to be on wires. I mean, it's just makes me feel like I'm in, you know, Magic Mountain or something. So I love it.
What's in this movie that we haven't seen before, the first two, that's kind of surprising and new?
Well, you know, I think what's really cool about this franchise is that each film is so different, and because we have different directors on each one, it really gives each film its own world visually and story-wise, and in this film especially, I mean, it's like a whole new world because, you know, we had the first one, which was very dark and claustrophobic, it was underground the whole time, and then the second one, you have this, you know, much bigger scope in the city at night, trying to escape the city. And here, you know, it's really like the end of the world, and it's all shot in the daytime. It's all these very epic scenes. You know, you've got these incredible desert sequences, and you know, so it's got a completely different look, a completely different feeling, and you know, it's just very cool because we have, you know, these super zombies now who are super fast and super tough and they're really smart too. They know how to use a camera and a telephone. You know, like undead birds, and which is really cool, and you know, there's just a lot of new stuff that you wouldn't expect to see in the Resident Evil films. So it's a really whole new world, and I mean, there's lots of really great stuff. I don't want to give it all away, though. Do you know what I mean?
You voiced a little bit of dismay when we were on set about Resident Evil 2, you know, kind of looking back on Resident Evil 3 now, do you have a much better feeling about it?
Definitely. I just think everything about this film is so much tighter and more together, and I think, you know, the script is so much better, and the idea is so much, like, more precise, and we've got these really great storylines going, and it's just interesting. You've got, like, a few different worlds within one movie, so it's really cool to see, like, the contrast between the Umbrella Corporation with all its slick lines and then the desert that's just totally natural and soft and smooth, I mean, it's the end of the world, you know, so it's really intense in that sense, and I don't know, I had a really great time doing it. I haven't seen the whole movie, like, together with all the special effects, but even without the special effects, I was like, this is rad, like, I loved it. I just was with the characters more. I don't know, somehow I connected with the story better, and I think what my character goes through is just really intense in this movie. I mean, again, I don't want to give it away, but it just is. Trust me.
Do any plans going back to music at all in the near future?
Well, you know, I actually did a couple of shows a few months ago. I did a show in Paris and a show in Moscow. And I love to play and I love to record. It's just like, as a profession, I haven't really gone after it, like in a business way very much. But I love to record. I love to release demos on my website. People can download them for free and stuff. And it's kind of a personal thing that I love to do. But like my friends will get me to do stuff on soundtracks and things. But I just haven't really tried to do the whole like tour video promotion thing because it gets a little tough. And music for me is something that I prefer to keep like away from the whole business part of my life because I feel like everything I do in a way it's like has some sort of business around it. So it's like, well, music, I could have like my privacy and not you know, if people don't have to pay for it, then I think they could be a little more open to new ideas, and it's hard because I was very lucky with my record, you know, to get great reviews and stuff, but still, it's hard. Like, you know, I just, things that are that personal, it's really hard to deal with, like, outside world, like, having their opinions too much, you know, so keep it for myself.
Why are zombies always so hostile? How can we never have any, like, nice songs?
Really nice ones? I don't know, because they're, like, nasty and stinky and kind of decrepit. Like, I wouldn't feel very nice.
Well, maybe you're just being mean.
I know. That's
just
awful.
They're just defending themselves.
I know. They're just really kind of, you know, falling apart and decayed and stuff, but that's all right. Do you know what I mean? Like, I shouldn't be mean about that. Like, they can't do anything about it.
It's just your fleshly crave.
I mean, I think that would be really good for, like, Shaun of the Dead, too, to have, like, really nice zombies, you know?
Just have
like
one nice zombie, you know?
Like, the nice
the
zombie that...
zombie that, like...
Yeah, Bob.
You actually play this clones in this film, like, clones of yourself. How do you play? Do you play it kind of as different than how you would play Alice, or was that a challenge?
It was really interesting. I mean, definitely, I played it very different from how I play Alice today. I mean, it was kind of much more who Alice was in the first movie, I think. It's just a bit more innocent and a bit more of a child in a way. I mean, she's just kind of born, so she doesn't really understand and know everything that Alice knows and about herself, you know. So there's, you know, she has all that to find out.
Back down those familiar sets and that wardrobe again.
It was really cool. I mean, it was just really crazy to put on that whole outfit again, and it was weird. But I really loved it too because I just thought it really gave the movie such an interesting feeling, and it was crazy. Like, I've never actually really died before, you know, to like have like to die multiple times was really crazy, and then to, you know, we filmed all of like the clones in the pit and stuff, and having to like be like, what do you think, does this look weird enough, like is this like a really screwed up position, I mean this looks nasty, right, like this looks really like they just threw me down in some weird way. It was with all the makeup, I mean, we had fun pouring like blood all over and like having crazy. At one point, I had like two huge like slashes across my face and burns, and it was crazy. This is cool pictures.
Is this movie nastier than the others? Gorier, violent, warmer.
Did you guys see the preview?
Yeah. Not the new one.
Oh,
not today.
It's pretty crazy. They have the gory one for here. I was like, it's too gory, man. I don't know. It's pretty nasty. It's pretty nasty. Well, they're not showing it on TV. It's just for Comic-Con. And, you know, I used these really incredible knives called kukris in the film. And they were used by Tibetan monks, you know, hundreds of years ago, but one-handed. Because they're really little, the Tibetan monks, and these knives are really big, so they give them like another foot and a half of reach. And I used two, which is pretty vicious, you know, because they were never really intended to be used that way. And they're really incredible because they're sharp all through the knife up and over, so you can, you know, do lots of different things with them. Like you can stab and slash and hack and stuff all in one knife, which I was like, God, they need to market this. This is like really great. Like you could, like, you know, do slice cucumbers. No, you could like bone a chicken. You could slice cucumbers. You could spread your mayo. You can kick up a slice of pie with it. I mean, it's all like the perfect kill zombies. You know, it's like all in one day.
Are we gonna see you on an infomercial?
Listen, I love infomercials personally. I mean, I've always thought that I could do a really good infomercial because I have a lot of great ideas for things. But, you know, I never actually have the time to, like, patent them, of course, like everybody else with great ideas. Like, you have the one person that really takes the time to do it, and then the rest of us to just keep talking about it.
Thank you, guys. We need to break it out there. Thank you very much.
You're leaving us hanging. What's your intention?
I have quite a lot.
Huh? What do you do?